Good morning, Paul. Monique Patterson from The Standard, and I'm speaking to you from chilly Antarctica, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. I'm at the KC Research Station.
Excellent. Well, can you tell our listeners what's taken you down to Antarctica?
Earlier this year, I applied for a position down here as the station leader at KC Research Station. That's through the Australian Antarctic Division, and that application was successful. And in late October, I arrived here on a 12-month deployment to take on the role of station leader here.
And tell us, what was the journey like from Australia to Antarctica?
Well, we flew down on the, I think we arrived on the 30th, and it was pretty spectacular. It was an A319 flight from Hobart Airport, and it took about 4.5, 5 hours to get here, and we were the first flight into Wilkins Aerodrome, which is quite close here to Casey Station, for the season. So the aerodrome is only open over summer, and we were the first flight in for this summer.
And what was the temperature there when you arrived, do you know?
I think from memory on the day, it was around at minus 10.
And describe what that feels like to us. Did it smack you in the face?
A little. It was, it wasn't, the day we arrived, it wasn't really windy. It was quite fine, actually, and the sun was out. It was cold, but it wasn't like drastically cold. We were all dressed appropriately, and so which makes it a bit easier. It's obviously the gear you wear has a lot to do with how you can kind of operate outside here. But we do. We have had some colder days since then, but then we've had a couple of days where it's gotten over zero, so we're coming into the better weather. Wintertime here doesn't sort of really ever kind of reach zero. So look, it is a bit different, but it's a lot different to the kind of Australian summer.
And how are you dealing with the cold?
I don't mind it. It doesn't sort of bother me too much. The wind chill here is a big issue. Like yesterday and early this morning, we had quite a big blow, so the wind got up to over 60 knots, which is around about 110 kilometres an hour. And then about a fortnight ago, we had winds up to about 150 kilometres an hour. So the winds, can be can make things really difficult, and we get to a stage where we have to actually shut the station down because the winds make operating outside sort of virtually impossible or too dangerous. So that's happened a couple of times, but you do get acclimatised to the cold a little bit, and everyone's slightly different. Some people need a lot more layers than others, and you've just got to kind of work that out for yourself. But once you kind of work that out, it becomes okay. You can, provided, as I said, provided the wind doesn't get too high, you can do most things outside, and provided you're kind of covered up and not exposed to the elements.
And have you had much of a chance to explore, to see any, I guess, of the wildlife there?
Yeah, we get out and about quite a bit. So I've been on a few trips away from station, and been back and forwards up to the Wilkins airfield in the last few weeks. So the wildlife here is amazing. It's just amazing. We have a penguin colony very close to the station, and then we have groups of penguins that just wander around the station sort of as they wish. And we have sort of seal activity too. The seals will come up on the ice and just kind of lay there in the sun for a while and try to sort of regenerate, and then they'll sort of pop back into the ocean. So it's quite spectacular. And the bird life, The bird life here is there's also a bit of activity going on this period of the year with the bird life because of their breeding cycle. So yeah, it's actually quite spectacular. The penguins are quite amazing. There's a few different varieties of quite large ones that are about a metre high, the emperors, and then the Adelie penguins that are very common here probably stand about, probably 40 centimetres high. But they're quite unique. They're like no other kind of animal anywhere. They're just, totally kind of, totally unique to here. So, we've done a few trips down to the Mitchell Peninsula and as part of some of the training that we do and been out to a couple of the field huts and, it's been quite good. But hopefully it's been a busy few weeks because we've had a little bit of aviation activity occurring. A fortnight ago, we had a visit from the Governor General just for the day. So, him and Lady Cosgrove flew in for the day in the Wilkins and had a few hours down on the ground and were able to go out on a scenic flight and then flew back to Hobart again. So that was a fairly kind of big day for us. So it's been a relatively busy few weeks actually.
And what's been the highlight of your trip so far?
I think just the uniqueness of it. I think the photographs don't do it justice. The environment and the scenery. It's like probably nothing that I've ever seen before. It's the space and the light and the shifting colours between the light, very light pastel-y colours that are the snow and the ocean and the sky. And it's quite hard to explain. It's breathtaking, but it's something that you don't kind of expect to see. And then you find yourself quite often just walking around and just stopping and gazing at things that you never kind of noticed before. Like, for example, we've got a big cluster of icebergs that sit off the station here in the water, and the wind pushes them around, so every morning they're in a slightly different position. So the view you get out over the bay is never the same, and that's amazing. It looks like a big kind of flotilla of ships, but it's every direction you look, there's always something changing and something that you've never noticed before, and it's just it's amazing. It's the open spaces, I guess. Yeah.
Sounds incredible. What's been the hardest thing to adjust to, life on the station?
I guess we're very well looked after. We, mm-hmm. In terms of the conditions here are really good. Probably the hardest thing is just that you're so far away from home, I guess. That takes a little bit of getting used to, but you do kind of get accustomed to it after a few weeks. But, you're a long way from sort of friends and family the communication's not bad, but it can be sort of a little bit limited. So, I suppose if I had to pick one thing, it would probably be that distance from home. But generally, the lifestyle-wise, we're very well accommodated.
And what will Christmas Day be like for you this year?
We have one resupply every year, which is scheduled to commence here on 19 December. So we don't stop once resupply. Once the ship gets here, the Aurora Australis gets here with their resupply, we work right through to get it unloaded and get it reloaded with stuff that's getting returned to Australia. So it's probably likely that our Christmas will get slightly postponed. So we probably won't be celebrating it on 25 December. We'll probably hold it off till after resupply, which might be about the 28th or 29th. Or we might even combine it with New Year's Eve. So the plan is that once we get our resupply done in late December, we'll take a few days off and celebrate Christmas, I guess, just like we would back home.
Would that include all the usual trimmings and the Christmas feast, or will it be a bit different?
Yeah, no, it does. They do really look after us that way. We've got three really good chefs here over summer, and they've got they've got plenty of opportunity to pull together some really sort of festive meals. So yeah, it might be probably might be dissimilar to what people will experience at home. It's just the fact that they're not home, I guess. So that's the only thing we can't kind of replicate being at home, but everything else can kind of be looked after.
And tell me about your role. Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I am. I'm enjoying it. It's different. It's different to probably what I used to do, but it's some of the concepts are the same, but it's the actual operation of it is quite different. But yeah, no, it's very enjoyable. There are a few kind of long hours, but then you kind of you gain it back. We have busy times, and we have times when it goes a bit quieter. So yeah, it can be quite challenging, but it's very very satisfying in a lot of ways to make all this sort of stuff happen.
And what are your main duties in your role?
Well, I'm the station leader, so I've got sort of management of the entire station and all the people here. I've got a lot of people that do kind of specific functions as part of that, but it's my role to kind of strategically plan the season and then make sure that the sort of well-being of all the expedition is maintained and, just essentially make sure it runs smoothly.
Excellent. And how many people do you have at the station?
We've got, at the moment, we've got about 83 on station, plus another nine up at Wilkins, which we also look after. Wilkins is the aerodrome up on the hill. So in total, it's about just over 90, about 92, I think.
Sure. Just finally, Paul, has it already been, almost life-changing, this trip?
I don't know. I've just done it to say life changing, but it's certainly been something. It's been one of the most kind of amazing things I've done. I'm here for quite a while yet, so I'll see what happens. Maybe if you ask me that in 12 months' time, but it's different, and it forces you to use. Some of those skills that you may not have used elsewhere. So I'm enjoying that. I'm enjoying the kind of challenges that it's presenting. It has been exciting, and hopefully it'll be a good year.
Absolutely. And I guess just one final question. If any of our listeners ever are given the opportunity to head down, what would you say to them? Would you tell them to take the opportunity?
Yeah, by all means. It's a part of the world that is like nowhere else, and it's totally untouched. It's there's no other than at the stations, there's no evidence of human activity here at all, and it's just totally unique. I think it's a sort of experience that you'd sort of never forget, and you can travel all around the world, but you would never see anything like this. So yeah, I'd recommend that anyone got the opportunity to take it.
Well, thank you so much for having a chat to me today. I'll let you get back to work, Paul.
No worries. Thanks, Marie.